There's some surprising news out of Partners Healthcare. CEO David Torchiana announced that he'll step down at the end of April. Torchiana became CEO in March of 2015. Partners is the largest healthcare system in Massachusetts and the state's largest private employer. WBUR's Martha Biebinger is here to talk about what this means. Hi there, Martha.
Hi, Deborah.
So why is this important?
Well, Deb, you've probably heard Partners referred to as the 800-pound gorilla of healthcare in Massachusetts, right? So when the 800-pound gorilla makes a dramatic move, there are ripple effects across the state. Partners has 12 hospitals, 27% of hospital stays. It was begun in 1994 with two prominent hospitals, Mass General and the Brigham. Now, those places are really critical in terms of teaching the next generation of doctors, nurses, and many medical professionals. Their mission includes research that breaks ground all the time in healthcare. There's really a lot of force, a lot of life energy that comes out of Partners in Massachusetts.
And then what about Dr. Torchiana? Who is he and how did he become CEO 4 years ago?
Well, he's a very big guy in personality and in stature. He's 6'6", and he's a forceful presence when he's in the room. He doesn't mince words when he talks. He's a grad of Harvard Medical School. He built his reputation, Deb, at Mass General. He was a cardiac surgeon who became very distinguished and took over the 2,000-person physicians group there at Mass General. That kind of cemented his management interests and credentials. He stepped into the role as CEO at Partners in March 2015.
So what do we know about why he's leaving? I heard there were reports of friction between him and MGH and the Brigham. Anything to do with that?
Yes. So I started hearing about this in the fall around the proposed merger or possible merger of Partners Healthcare and Harvard Pilgrim, the health insurer. So, you know, hospitals around the country are starting to bring in health insurers so they can manage more of the costs and the patient care and such. But Partners had a difficult experience when it brought in the first health insurer, which was Neighborhood Health Plan. Back in 2016, there was a $104 million loss tied to Neighborhood Health Plan. So a lot of people on the Partners board and some hospital executives said, hold on, you want to bring in another health insurer? Are you sure?
Right.
So that was sort of put on hold. At the same time, Dr. Torchiana had been a big advocate of expanding beyond the Massachusetts border and this time south into Rhode Island with the acquisition of a network that includes Rhode Island Hospital in Providence. But there were real questions about what kind of voting rights would that new entity have with regards to these already big players, Mass General and the Brigham, and that deal fell apart. So there was a lot of tension about, like, you know, what are you trying to do exactly here, Torch? Everyone just calls him Torch. That's his nickname.
So what were his main accomplishments then during his almost 4 years on the job or his leadership style?
Well, he's very admired and respected, you know, on a day-to-day basis. He did complete the acquisition of Mass Eye and Ear, which is downtown right next to Mass General. He had started when some of these during some of this period of tension, there was a Partners 2.0 initiative that involved bringing a lot of people into the group to talk about the future of Partners Healthcare. And it looks like those groups will continue.
And how do you think his departure affects sort of the long-term vision for Partners?
Well, this was about vision. This was a question of whether the hospitals individually drive the direction of Partners or whether Partners as a whole really transforms itself by bringing in many more health insurers, many more hospitals outside the state. And I think that's really in question now that those two initiatives that Torch was so closely tied to do not seem to be going forward.
And how might patients be affected here, Martha?
People that I talked to today really stressed, Deb, that there will be no impact on patient care, that the thousands of doctors and nurses and physician assistants who are taking care of people today will continue to do so with the same commitment, that this is really about a bigger picture question about the future, as we just discussed.
What about a potential successor?
So traditionally, because these two hospitals, because Partners was started with Mass General and Brigham and Women's, the leadership of Partners has gone back and forth between those two institutions. So Torch came from Mass General. The idea would be that Dr. Betsy Nabel, who's the current president of the Brigham, would step in. She declined comment today. There is some talk about whether there might be a co-CEO. Maybe both Dr. Peter Slavin at Mass General and Dr. Betsy Nabel at the Brigham might do this together. But it's not really clear whether partners will do something altogether different right now. All we know is they're going to appoint an interim leader.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.
Stay with us. Coming up, what should be done to help top-performing high school students stay on the path to success? I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.